nothing but respect for our young people and what they're doing. My thing is, we as adults did not stand strong and on our square to bring our young people through this process. I know I was the young person that had to fend for himself on the streets of New York. I know what happened with our young people. I say, look, I ain't mad at you. No matter what I hear, I know that you are moving through a process because they are attempting to destroy the community. So they're using you. They are buying you out. But we as adults got to buy them back. I'm ready to compete with anybody for our young people's minds. And what we have to do is change the paradigm of how we're interacting with them. Deal with them from a heartfelt place so that they can understand. You see, because whether you realize it or not, it's you they're shooting in the streets. You young brothers, they're the ones that are being shot. And so with this entertainment and with this music, maybe I don't like what I hear. Maybe I don't like some of the words that I hear. Maybe I don't like the direction. But I think they're doing a pretty good job considering that we as men, the adult men, did not cover them when we should have covered them. And protected them when we should have protected them. And brought them under. So when we see an artist acting in a most inappropriate way, well, where is the father in this? Where is that male mentor that can be there? We as black men must take on the responsibility. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told Malcolm, is that a nation is only as strong as its weakest family. And we have got to create nations. We have to create relationships between the African man and the African woman that creates a viable nation.